Their country is at war. But for the many Ukrainian soldiers, the fight is personal.
I told my wife to grab the children and to hide in the basement. And I went to the drafting station and joined my unit straight away. And the next day from the army base, we moved to the front line. My wife and children were under occupation for 2 weeks, but then they managed to escape through a humanitarian corridor.
Andriy is from the city of Bucha. It's 25 kilometers northwest of Kyiv, in the path of Russian invaders. And his unit has come under heavy bombardment since the start of the war. Overnight on Thursday, a missile hit an oil depot near Kyiv, used to supply Ukraine's armed forces in the center of the country, killing and injuring people waiting for help. The city remains under curfew. Mariupol's city council announced on Friday an airstrike on a theater on March 16th may have killed 300 people. The building was being used to shelter women and children and was clearly marked for pilots to see. 130 people were rescued, but as many as 1,300 are believed to still be inside. The death toll is expected to go up. The defense ministry says Ukraine's armed forces have stopped the Russian advance and are taking back territory near the capital. But those forces are spread thin across several fronts, leaving some Ukrainians on their own.
Oh, a strong bombardment of our village began yesterday at 9 o'clock. Hailstones and rockets. The house burned down. We barely escaped.
There were a lot of tanks. We passed a lot of tanks and a lot of soldiers, especially the enemy. For some reason, there were fewer of our soldiers. We also saw armored personnel carriers, and Dad found a rubber bullet somewhere.
Salvaging what they can, moving on, staying strong.
We will fight till the end, as best we can. Some with weapons, and some will help with moral support and by transferring funds to our army. Our guys should have everything, helmets and body armor.
Humanitarian corridors do seem to be working when they hold. The government of Ukraine has been able to move thousands of people to safety, but it also accuses Russia's government of forcibly relocating more than 400,000 Ukrainian citizens to Russian-held territory. Now, Russia says that they went willingly. Ukraine says they are hostages. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lviv.